Your daily today is a little different. Sweet, you might say. If you're a fan of chocolate, you have surely noticed a trend in recent years. Prices are up, way up. Behind that sticker shock is an industry in turmoil. In 2023, a global shortage in cocoa led to frantic speculation. Cocoa prices surged, then collapsed. That volatility has made corporations very nervous and farmers very poor, notes industry watchdog Voice Cocoa Network. All along cocoa's sprawling transatlantic supply chain, from West African farmers to multinational chocolate makers, people and companies are grappling with what comes next. This package of stories explores this moment of reckoning. In Cote d'Ivoire, where 40% of the world's cocoa originates, farmers and entrepreneurs are searching for ways to escape the boom and bust of commodity prices and earn a bigger cut of the industry's profits. In the United States, boutique chocolate makers are responding to growing demand from consumers for a product that reflects their social and environmental values. Finally, as the industry churns, many communities in Mexico are simply carrying on, preparing and consuming cocoa in the ways they have for more than 4,000 years. Together, we hope these pieces will help pull back the curtain on the complex worlds behind your favorite candy bar, stirring thought about the past and future of a dessert that many of us take for granted. It's Saturday, August 22nd. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, August 25th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kendra Nordine Beato, reading for Ryan Lenora Brown. Go to csmonitor.com or our app for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. Chocolate is more expensive than ever. So why aren't cocoa farmers reaping the benefits? Our correspondent traveled to Cote d'Ivoire to examine what keeps cocoa farmers in poverty and what might lift them out of it. Colette Davidson and Melanie Stetson Freeman report from Brimbo, Cote d'Ivoire, for The Monitor. What makes chocolate ethical? As consumers and chocolate makers around the world examine that question, some have settled on a simple answer: buy cocoa directly from the farmers who grow it. This story was reported by me, Kendra Nordine Beato, and Melanie Stetson Freeman from Bedford, New Hampshire, for The Monitor. The global chocolate industry is in turmoil, but in Mexico, where cocoa has been grown and consumed for 4,000 years, ancient traditions endure. Whitney Ulick, contributor Lorena Rios, and Alfredo Sosa report from Oaxaca and San Felipe de León, Mexico, for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Noel Flatt.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.